Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
If you're evaluating potential ERP systems for your construction business, you're not going to want to miss this video. Today, I'm going to talk about the top 10 ERP systems that you should be considering for your construction business. My name is Eric Kimberling. I'm the CEO of Third Stage Consulting. We're an independent consulting firm that helps clients throughout the world on their digital transformation journeys. And many of the clients we work with across the world are in the construction business. They're either pure construction organizations or perhaps they do architecture and design as well. But whatever the case may be, construction organizations have unique needs for their ERP systems. And when you're evaluating ERP systems, you can't just look at general rankings or look at ERP systems that might work well for other industries, but not for construction, because there's unique needs for construction. You have bids you have to manage. Costing is unique. You have project management, asset management. You have crews to manage. A lot of things that are fairly unique that your average manufacturer of widgets or a financial services company, for example, isn't going to have. So what I want to talk about today are those top 10 systems that you should be considering based on a number of criteria, which includes functionality, the overall cost, the overall value and ROI, the overall user adoption, among other criteria. And I want to give that independent ranking here today. Coming in number 10 on our list is a product called CMIC. And CMIC is one of many systems in our top 10 list that are built specifically for construction organizations. So CMIC is commonly used in construction because it can handle job costing, it can handle design and other aspects of construction, and it's a very robust tool because it's built specifically for construction. It has a fair amount of user adoption, although there are other systems in our top 10 list that are used by more construction organizations, but CMIC is a very solid option, especially if you're a small or mid-sized construction organization. Some of the other benefits of CMIC include that it can integrate well with other solutions, and it's a seamless solution as well. So even if you're using third-party systems on top of this one, you can tie it together for a fairly seamless solution. It's a fairly robust solution for construction companies as well. Now, the downsides of the product are primarily related to the technology and usability. It's got a somewhat of a clunky user interface that's not as intuitive as some of the other systems in the market. It can be slower to perform or slower transaction processing than other systems. And it's been known to have a steep learning curve when you compare it to some of the more intuitive systems in the market. But with all the pros and cons being considered, that's enough to land CMIC at number 10 on our list. Coming in number 9 on our list is Deltek. And Deltek is a pretty common ERP system in multiple industries, including construction. It's also used a lot in aerospace and defense, government contractors, and some other project management or project intensive types of organizations, and certainly construction is one of those. So Deltek has a very big customer base even outside of construction. It's been around for a long time. It's a well-established product. And some of the strengths of the product include its ease of use. It's a fairly or relatively simple product when you compare it to other solutions in the marketplace. It has a clean interface. It's easier to learn than some of the other systems in the marketplace. And it's also pretty strong at reporting and business intelligence. So when you look at wanting to slice and dice information and get data and translate data into meaningful results and meaningful information, Deltek has some strengths in that area as well. So some of the disadvantages of the product include, first of all, even though it is easier to use than some of the other systems in our top 10 list, the user interface is a bit dated. It is easy to use, but it just looks outdated. It doesn't look as clean or as modern as some of the newer systems or the newer looking systems in the market. Some of the online support and online documentation and help for the product is lacking when you compare it to some of the other systems in our list. And it's been known to have some performance issues as far as processing transactions and just the overall speed and reliability. So those are some downsides to consider, but with all things being considered, the pros and the cons, that's enough to land Deltek at number 9 on our list. Coming in at number 8 on our list is Microsoft Dynamics 365. Microsoft Dynamics is one of the largest ERP vendors in the marketplace. It's one of the top three, actually, used in a lot of different industries, not just construction, but it has some strengths that are applicable to the construction space. For example, it has some fairly strong project management, project costing types of functionality and capabilities, certainly inventory management, your basic financials, all the stuff you might look for as far as basics in an ERP system, Microsoft Dynamics 365 has. Another strength of the product is that it fits companies of all sizes. Even if you're a small organization, it can be relevant to you. It's not too much or too heavy from a software perspective. And certainly if you're a larger organization or aspire to be a larger construction organization, it can scale to meet your needs as you grow and continue to evolve. It's also a very flexible product. Microsoft Dynamics 365 is known for its open architecture, its flexibility, and the ability to adjust the software to fit the different nuances of your construction business. Those are some of the strengths of the product. In addition to the fact that many organizations throughout the world are using it, there's a strong ecosystem around it, a lot of different implementers and resellers that support the product. Now, the biggest downside of Microsoft Dynamics 365 is that even though there are a lot of resellers and implementers of the product, Microsoft has somewhat of a laissez-faire approach to how they manage their implementers. In other words, they don't have a solid grip on the quality assurance or the quality control behind who can implement the product, who can sell the product. So you have to be real careful who you buy the software from and who you have implement the product, because there's a lot of good implementers out there, but there's also a lot of really bad ones, and there's a lot of really mediocre ones as well. So of all the ERP systems in our top 10 list, Microsoft Dynamics 365 probably has the most challenged implementer ecosystem, so you want to be real careful about who you choose to implement the product. Some of the other downsides to consider are, first of all, the cost. The cost can be a bit higher than some of the other systems in the marketplace. Part of the reason for that higher cost actually leads us to another downside of the product, which is it's such a broad product built for so many different industries. It's such an integrated product that you end up having to spend a lot of money on modules and functionality and capabilities that you may not need necessarily, but you need it to get the product set up. And so that adds a layer of complexity and cost to the overall setup of the product. So with those pros and cons in mind, that's enough to land Microsoft Dynamics 365 at number 8 on our list. Coming in at number 7 is a product called Maestro. And Maestro is one of a handful of systems in our top 10 list that specialize almost exclusively on the construction business. And by focusing on the construction business, it allows the product to do things like project management, project accounting very well, which is something that's very important to many, if not most, if not all, construction organizations. And that's something that Maestro does really well. It's a very modular system, so you can add on modules that handle billing and estimates, financials, other needs that your construction business might have. So that's something you can really grow into. You can start off smaller and grow into the product as you evolve and as your needs change over time. Compared to other systems in our top 10 list, it's one of the more easy to use, one of the more intuitive systems in the market in our top 10 list. And compared to other systems in our top 10 list, it's easier to implement and is oftentimes implemented for less money than other systems in our list. So those are things to think about from the advantages side of things. Now, two downsides of the product in particular. First of all, the customer support isn't as strong as some of the other systems in the market. It's harder to find resources outside the company that know the product well. So that's a consideration, especially when you compare it to a product like a Microsoft Dynamics, where there's a lot of organizations and companies out there that you can draw from to help you with the implementation. Maestro simply doesn't have that level of support. And then finally, one of the other downsides is that the reporting capabilities of Maestro are not as strong as some of the other systems, especially if you compare it to a Microsoft or some of the other systems that we'll get to here in our top 10 list. But having said all that, that's enough to land Maestro at number 7 on our list.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
Coming in at number 6 is Infor Cloud Suite. And Infor Cloud Suite is another product in our list that is not only applicable to construction, but to other industries as well. And Infor has some strengths in key construction functions and processes, things like project management, project costing, inventory management, crew scheduling and management, etc. It's also a highly customizable product. When you compare it to some of the other systems in our top 10 list, Infor in general is highly configurable, highly customizable, can be integrated with other systems as well if you have a back office financial system or other systems you want to tie it to. Infor, even though it's not extremely well known, is one of the larger vendors in our top 10 list. In fact, I believe they're the number 4 vendor worldwide in terms of market share. So they're definitely up there with a Microsoft, SAP, Oracle, et cetera. So vendor viability and the vendor R&D dollars that are being spent on the product is fairly strong. So what that means is you're getting constant improvements and enhancements to the software. So some of the downsides or the cons of the product itself, first of all, is that it can be more expensive to implement. The cost of the software itself is higher than some of the other systems in the marketplace, although I will say some of those cost differentials can be negotiated away, especially if you have an independent partner like Third Stage to help you. So the cost is generally higher, at least at the list price level, but you can negotiate some of that difference away. The licensing itself is going to be a bit more complex because it's a bigger product, there's more modules, and the license agreements and the modules that you need and the way you have to piece together different parts of the Infor suite of products can be complex. You want to make sure you're buying the right modules, the right pieces of software. Just as a side note, Infor Cloud Suite is sort of an umbrella for not only the cloud solutions that are newer, but also some of the legacy products like M3 and Sightline, which are two legacy Infor products that are still within the Cloud Suite umbrella, are still being offered to customers as part of that Cloud Suite umbrella. So you really want to be careful and make sure that you're procuring the right software to fit your needs if you're going with Infor. And then finally, if you're a larger multi-site construction organization, there are some limitations in what the capabilities of Infor are. And so you'll really want to dig deep into what those multi-site capabilities are that you need and make sure that Infor can meet those needs adequately. But having said all of that, that's enough to land Infor Cloud Suite at number 6 on our list. Coming in at number 5 on our list is a product called IFS. It's a European-based software vendor that actually has customers throughout the world. And construction is one of those industries that IFS tends to thrive in. They tend to thrive in organizations that have field services, project management, project costing, a lot of the capabilities that construction businesses need, IFS can handle. There's an international reach, so if you're a company that operates in multiple countries, that can be particularly appealing, the fact that IFS has that global reach, much like Infor and Microsoft as well, by the way, as well as a couple of the others that we'll get to here in our top 10 list. That if that international global capability is important, IFS could be an important consideration. It's also more user-friendly than a lot of the systems we look at, and intuitive, very clean interface, very modern looking interface. So that can be appealing to a lot of construction businesses that are looking for simplicity in their front end of their ERP system. Now, the downside of IFS is it can be overkill for a smaller construction organization. So if you're a business that does 10 or 50 million US dollars in revenue a year, IFS might be overkill and you might want to go with one of the more focused solutions. It's a bit smaller, a bit lighter, but still very focused and deep within the construction space. IFS is a bigger, more complex product, which can be good if you're a larger organization, but can be a liability if you're a smaller organization. The reporting is also known to be a bit sluggish. So if you're looking for real-time data, real-time reports, it can be a bit of a delay or a bit of a lag. Still might be better than what you've got today. It still might be better than using Excel spreadsheets or whatever tools you're using now, but still slower than some of the other systems in our top 10 list. So with those pros and cons in mind, that's enough to land IFS at number 5 on our list. Coming in at number 4 is Epicor Kinetic. And Epicor is a vendor that's been around for a long time. They focus heavily on manufacturing, distribution, and to a lesser degree, construction types of businesses. But having said that, construction is an area that Epicor tends to thrive in. They're best known for their manufacturing capabilities, but still pretty strong in the construction space. And the reason Epicor is so appealing to many organizations is because you get a balance of the best of both worlds. It's a big enough product that it has enough breadth of capability, enough flexibility to meet various needs of different customers, but it's not so big or so heavy that it becomes overwhelmingly expensive or overwhelmingly complex for the average midsize or smaller construction business. The product itself is highly customizable. It's easier to customize than some of the other systems in the market, so that's a consideration, especially if you have a unique business model or things that are secret sauce to your business and the way you operate that you'd like to preserve. Epicor can be a good flexible option to help you maintain that. And then finally, Epicor offers multiple hosting options. You can implement on-premise, you can also implement in the cloud. So if you're not yet sold on the cloud or you're concerned about reliability or you wanna have the comfort of knowing that you are hosting the system yourself, you can certainly do that. or if you want to take advantage of emerging cloud technologies, you can host it in the cloud as well. So either way, you've got multiple options there, and that's another strength of Epicor. Now, a couple of downside risks of Epicor to be aware of is, first of all, that the business intelligence and reporting can take some time to set up. It's a little bit more complex, a little bit more clunky or difficult to get the reports and the business intelligence setup that you want. There's other tools out there that can handle that better. So if that's a really high priority on your list, is that reporting capability, you might want to consider other options that are stronger along those lines. And then secondly, some of the advanced features that are inherent in the product can actually be hard to find. They're sort of buried in the product. It's not intuitive to get to them. So while it's intuitive to use the product in general, there's certain advanced capabilities that you have to really drill down into or know exactly how to get to that isn't quite as intuitive. So be sure you understand how to manage that user interface and navigate some of those capabilities that you're looking for. And certainly when it comes time to implement, you want to make sure that you handle training very clearly and you handle change management very clearly to address some of those deficiencies in the product. But with all that being said, that's enough to land Epicor number four on our list. Coming in at number three is a product called Vista by a company called Viewpoint. And Vista has been around for a long time. It's a very well-known product in the construction space. A lot of legacy customers. Quite frankly, we're actually helping migrate many Vista customers to other solutions, but it's been around for so long. It's so well-established. It has so many strong capabilities in the construction space because that's what they specialize in, that it's landed at its number three spot, despite the fact that there are a lot of organizations that are still moving away from Vista. But having said that, let's look at the strengths of the product. I already mentioned that it's focused almost exclusively on construction, and it's got some strength in construction. It is also very strong in accounting, especially in construction-specific accounting, project costing, labor costing, some of the things that are unique to construction businesses Vista can handle well. And it's pretty well known for its robust help center. So there's a lot of good online documentation, training documentation is fairly strong, a lot of good resources to draw from when you go to implement the product. Now, some of the downsides of the product and some of the reason why we see a lot of organizations actually moving away from Vista are, first of all, that it's not as scalable for larger construction businesses. So if you're a $100 or $200 million construction business or larger, or certainly $500 million or billion plus, it may be that you've outgrown that system or it's not going to meet the needs of your business. And there's going to be other systems in our top 10 list that can handle your broader needs better. A couple of other things to think about are, first of all, it can be difficult to use or not intuitive if you're not in the accounting function. So it's very strong in accounting, as I mentioned, for construction. But when it comes to some of the more operational sides of things, it's not as intuitive and some of the capabilities aren't as strong in those areas as some of the other systems in our top 10 list. And then finally, some of the customer support is lacking. There's not as strong of customer support as you might see with some of the other systems in the market. So that's something you really want to dive into and understand what level of support you might get directly from Vista, as well as what support you might get during the implementation as well. But having said all that, that's enough to land Vista at number three on our list. Procore is number two on our list, primarily because it's an end-to-end solution that focuses on construction. Everything from pre-construction to the actual construction itself to the closing out of financials, it's all designed and there's workflows within it that are built specifically for construction. So if you're looking for ways to really tie together your organization and be able to drill down and get real-time visibility, starting with the financials all the way down into active projects and bids that you've given out and labor costs and scheduling of crews and the status of crews, all that stuff can be handled within Procore. And all those things are a big part of why Procore lands at number two on our list. Now, one of the disadvantages of Procore is, first of all, that it can be slow to open large drawings and files. So if you have graphic intensive drawings and things of that nature that are larger files, it can be very slow to perform and slow to open those files. It's very difficult, if not impossible, to manage markups in the tool. So if you're looking to mark up those drawings, it doesn't have quite the capabilities or the robustness in that workflow compared to some of the other systems in our top 10 list. And then finally, the last big downside of the product is that the general contractor and subcontractor accounts don't talk to one another or integrate as well as some of the other systems. So that's something that can be a bit of a liability or something you'll at least want to dive into when you're evaluating Procore. But with all those pros and cons in mind, that's enough to land Procore at number two on our list. Coming in at number one on our list is Acumatica. Acumatica is actually a product that not only specializes in construction, but they also do manufacturing, distribution, other types of industries as well, but the strengths of the product lends itself well to the construction business. And part of the reason why Acumatica lands at number one, especially when you compare it to some of the construction-specific solutions in the market, First of all, Acumatica is a larger product that sort of straddles that fine line or that balance between a big enough vendor to have some support behind it and some R&D dollars, so not so specialized that they don't have adequate R&D funding, but not so big that they're losing sight of who their core customers are. So even though they have customers in industries outside of construction, construction is one of the core businesses, and it's one of the handful of businesses that Acumatica focuses on. Now, Acumatica is a true end-to-end ERP system, which is part of what lands it at number one. Everything from financials to construction operations to inventory management, supply chain management, asset management, basically anything you would need to manage your construction business, Acumatica has some level of capability to be able to handle that. Acumatica is also highly customizable, certainly more so than many of the other systems in the marketplace. So that flexibility, if you value that, can be a strength of Acumatica. Now, even though Acumatica is number one, it too has its downsides and risks. First of all, the reports and business intelligence can be difficult to set up. The learning curve can be a bit steep, partially because it is a truly integrated ERP system, which means there's more complexity, there's more to learn, more to understand, which in the short term can be a problem. But longer term, if you manage training and change management well, you can overcome that risk. And then finally, another downside of the product is if you're a very large multinational construction business, Acumatica may not be the best fit. There might be better products in our top 10 list that better fit your needs. But when you look at the average construction business, the average size construction business, Acumatica tends to do pretty well. So when you look at those pros and cons, that's enough to land Acumatica number one on our list. So this is just 10 of the many ERP systems in the marketplace that have construction clients. This is our top 10 list based on general criteria for construction businesses. Depending on who you are as an organization, you're gonna have a different priority list than the guy or gal next door. So you wanna make sure that you look at your specific requirements, understand what your needs are, and that might shuffle your top 10 list based on those needs. You may also consider systems that did not make our general top 10 list. Products like Oracle NetSuite, which rates very high in our general top 10 list, but didn't rate so high in construction, but it could be a decent fit if you're a less complex or a smaller construction business. If you're a very large construction business that also does architecture, design, and maybe even other services outside of that, you may look at a product like SAP S/4HANA. You may also look at Oracle ERP Cloud. Neither of those big tier one systems made our top 10 list for construction, but if you're a heavily diversified organization or a conglomerate, those two products may actually rate very high on your list. So take this all with a grain of salt and be sure you look at your full suite of options, but hopefully this has given you a good starting point to narrow down to a short list of options that you might consider for your business. And if you're looking for more rankings and more independent agnostic advice, be sure to check out some of the downloads below. I've included a link to a whole host of materials that are meant to help you through your transformation, including our annual digital transformation report that includes a number of top 10 rankings for all different types of systems, as well as general best practices for how to make your transformation more successful. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.